Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey guys, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. Thank you so much for joining once again. I want to talk to you today out of the topic, what are you a slave to? Found in 2 Peter 2:19, that really just stirred me in my spirit. 2 Peter 2:19 says the following. It says, they promise others freedom, yet they themselves are slaves to corruption. But this last part is the key point that I want to zone in on. It says, for people are slaves to whatever overcomes them. Say it again. People are slaves to whatever overcomes them. That word overcome, we got to study it. What are we a slave to? Are we in slavery to something in our lives? That word overcome, I'm going to define it. It means to get the better of. It means to control. It means to conquer. It means overpower, overwhelm. It means to defeat. It means to affect. So really what the scripture is saying, we are slaves to whatever gets the better of us. We become slaves to whatever is trying to control us or controlling us. We become slaves to whatever is conquering us. We can become slaves to something that is overpowering us. We become slaves to something that is defeating us. We become slaves to something that is affecting us. So we've got to be a people that are free, because the scriptures tell us time and time again that Jesus overcame. We were not called to be overcome by anything. We were called to overcome everything. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors, overcomers through Christ Jesus. Jesus made reference to John chapter 16, verse 33. He says, I have told you these things, Jesus speaking, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, because I have already overcome the world. Jesus says in another scripture, Romans 12, 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So time and time again, we find in the scriptures that God is saying we are overcomers. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. We were never born or meant to live by being overcome by anything. Here, 2 Peter tells us that we become slaves to whatever is overcoming us, to whatever overcomes us. Is there something in your life that is overcoming you? Is there something in your life that is getting the better of you? Is there something in your life right now that is conquering you? Is there something that is overpowering you? Is there something that is overwhelming you? Is fear overwhelming you? Is there something that's trying to defeat you? Is there something, watch this, that is affecting you? The Bible says in this world, you're going to have trouble, but have peace. He said, I've come to give you peace. I have come, and I'm telling you these things that you may live in peace, that you may walk in peace. And then Jesus said it, in this world, you're gonna have troubles. He didn't say we weren't gonna have troubles, that we were not gonna go through difficulties. He said, here guys, you're gonna go through troubles, but take heart. One translation says, but rejoice. You're supposed to be happy in it. Why? Because I've already overcome the world. We were not called to be overcome by anything. Is there something that's defeating you? Is there something that's affecting you? We're not even called to walk in such a way where things begin to affect us. We're called to be only people that affect others, that our essence begins to affect other people. But we're never called to be overcome by anything. God never created you to be defeated by anything. God never created you to be conquered by something, for something to get the better of you. That's not how God created us. And Peter says, you become a slave to that. Have you become a slave to fear? Have you become a slave to doubt? Is something in your life affecting you? Is there something in your life right now that's overwhelming you? We're not called to be overwhelmed by anything. That word overcome means to be overwhelmed. That's why God, Jesus tells us in the scriptures, it says, take my yoke, for it is light. Look at what Jesus is saying. Is there something that's burdening you? Is there something that is affecting you? He said, come, bring it to me and take my yoke, for it is light. He said, in everything, by prayer, by petition, by supplication, with thanksgiving, bring your request to the Lord, and he is faithful. God tells us time and time again, we were not called to be overcome by anything. Are you overcome by a situation? Is a situation affecting you? Is a difficulty conquering you? Is something overwhelming you? Something you're going through? Is a process, a desert, a storm, whatever you see on the earth, is it starting to affect you? Then shut stuff down and go into the presence of God. God has called you to be overcomers, not to be overcome. When you see what 1 Peter says, he says, for people are slaves to whatever overcomes them. Whatever is overcoming you, you become a slave to that. If you feel like fear is really, now affecting you, and now it's conquering you, and now this spirit of fear is overwhelming you, did you know you become a slave to fear? If maybe you're a situation that you're going through, and you're being affected by it, did you know you become a slave to that thing? You were not called to be a slave. You're called to freedom. Jesus died on the cross to give us freedom. We were never called to be overcome by anything, not even evil. Evil should not even affect us. Gosh, this is so good. You have to share this with everybody, because when you look at social media now, you see people being affected by evil. We were not called to be overcome by any evil. But he said to us, look what he says, do not be overcome by evil. Romans 12:21. But overcome evil with good. Jesus tells us you're not supposed to be overcome by evil. If evil is affecting you, then we need to become the light. We should not be affected. And then using social media platforms to start discussing what's affecting us. But rather, we need to go into our prayer closets. And we need to go and close the door. And we need to give God all those areas that we feel overwhelmed about, that we are being affected by. We need to go into our prayer closets and say, God, this is what's affecting me. That's what we need to go to. And when you do that, then God gives us the strength. God begins to give us the courage and the bravery to confront anything. We are called to be overcomers, never to be overcome by anything. But it says, but overcome evil with good. That's the only way that a Christian is going to be able to overcome. But when we overcome evil with good, think about that. I overcome evil with good. I do not fight back with evil, but I overcome evil with good. So if somebody's affected you, somebody has hurt you, somebody has done you wrong, listen, don't go and hurt them back, but overcome evil with good. Somebody maybe has just, you feel overwhelmed by a situation because somebody did you wrong. Don't overcome evil with evil, but overcome it with good. Bless them. You shouldn't even be overcome by emotions. We have emotions, but we should not be governed by them. Governed by emotions is not a healthy way to live. Yes, emotions are there, but our emotions should not be the determining factor as to how I live every day. I should not even be overcome by emotions at all. Emotions should not rule me. My emotions, although I have them, but I know that I have also self-control to be able to control those emotions. I'm not called to be overcome by anything. Anger? You're not called to be overcome by anger. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, David, who has been running from his own son Absalom, the Bible says that that he says, do not be angry about anything. He said, but go to bed at night and think about it. Do not sin in your anger, David said. So we're not even overcome by anger. We're not called to be overcome by depression, by frustration, by situations, by what's going on in the world. Don't let it affect you in such a way, but rather we are called to be overcomers. Why? Because the one that is in you is greater than the one that's in the world. Why? Because God promised us the victory. See, God wins. God wins all the time. God will always give us a way out. God will always give us the victory. That's our God. But he cannot give us the victory when we've been overcome. You have to stand up on top of whatever it is that's trying to overcome you. Stop being a slave to things and become an overcomer. I'm going to pray for you, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray for the viewers and I pray for the listeners. And there's anything in their lives that has overcome them. If there's anything in their lives, God, that has been affecting them. If there's anything in their lives that has been conquering them, overwhelming them, Father, today, overpowering them. Today, God, we take control and we take authority and we take back our power and we take back our authority. And I pray for the viewers and I pray for your people. And I declare today, God, that they become overcomers, not overcome by anything and a slave to it. But I declare today, God, that they rise above that thing. And that they recognize that although there is difficulties, God, you have already overcome the world. Father, I declare and I release faith into your people and a grace to overcome. Father, I declare that they are more than conquerors every day, even if they don't feel like it. Even if the day feels like it's a horrible day. Father, I declare today that they are not even overcome by their emotions. Father, we call stability in their emotions. And I call, Father, a discipline in their emotions, self-control. I release that in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. Don't forget, you are not called to be overcome by anything because you are not a slave. You are a son and you are a daughter of God. I bless you guys. You are more than conquerors and you are overcomers through Christ Jesus.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.